along the all-American boy.
Wave the fight for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Every Star team be champion, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. I'm telling you, fellas and girls, I wouldn't change this year of 1941 for any other year on the calendar. These are exciting days we're living in, and important days, with America preparing for the greatest national defense effort this country has ever made. We're building a fine army for ourselves, the mightiest army of trained, efficient soldiers we've ever known. And out on the great ocean surrounding us, the United States Navy is on patrol, battleships, cruisers, and fast destroyers by the score. And up in the blue sky, you can hear the steady drone of airplane engines, scouts and pursuit ships and long-distance bombers, manned by the finest flyers in the world, pilots of the Army, Navy, and Marine Corps. Yes, sir, America really knows how to defend herself. And this national preparedness movement is one we all want to have a part in. That's why I'm proud, mighty proud, to report this exciting news I've just received from the makers of Wheaties. Our own favorite breakfast of champions is a regular standby in many Army, Navy, and Marine bases. That's right. A good many soldiers and sailors and Marines are enjoying the very same championship breakfast you can eat every morning in your own home. Why, say, I couldn't possibly begin to name all the forts and airfields and naval bases that are ordering Wheaties every month. They extend from Alaska to Florida and from our East Coast way out to the Hawaiian Islands in the Pacific Ocean. Yes, sir, Wheaties have been sent to the Alaska Defense Forces in Anchorage, Alaska, to Fort Myer, Virginia, to the Philadelphia Navy Yard, to the Marine Barracks in Parris Island, South Carolina, to the Naval Air Station at Jacksonville, Florida, and to many other bases all over the country. Of course, you know that Wheaties are tops at handing out the kind of bodybuilding nourishment active men need. And you can make up your mind to it. A big bowl full of those extra good Wheaties flakes with lots of milk and fruit will really deliver the kind of champion nourishment you want to. I hope you've got your bid in for a breakfast of champions every single morning. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. While Uncle Jim and Betty remain at the Nandayan village, watching the savage natives dancing their war dance, Jack Armstrong and Billy and Melua have followed the Nandayan chief and a Moro messenger from Sultan Buloa. The chief and the Moro have gone into a cave whose entrance is at the bottom of a ravine cut by a mountain stream. This cave is one of the temples of the Mandayas, and Jack thinks that the missing Professor Loring may be held prisoner inside this temple. Right now, as Jack and Billy and Melua are cautiously looking inside this cave, they hear the subdued murmur of conversation coming from the back of the temple. Listen.
Careful now, Billy. Keep close to the side of the entrance as we look in. We don't want anyone inside to see us.
I'll hug this back wall, Jack. But it sounds as though the chief and that Moro were way back in the temple.
It sounds to me as if there were a flock of men inside there, Billy. How about it, Melua?
You're right, Jack. Soon we see, huh? We think maybe our man is sentry in temple.
If Professor Loring is really in there, they must have some sentries guarding him. They wouldn't leave him alone.
I wish we could see him. Hey, this entrance is a sort of tunnel, and it's curving to the left.
Now we can see, Jake. Chimney, why, it's a huge temple inside.
It's hard to see how big it is, Billy. It's so dark in there. But look, there's a kind of light at the far end. Now, how do you figure that?
We think of some kind of fire. Far end temple, Jack.
That's what it is, Jake. There's a small fire that lights up the back end of the temple. And look, there's a bunch of men back there. I can see them in the firelight.
I'll say there are. Well, there must be about 8 men there. And they're forming a circle around something. Who are all those men, Melua?
One man, him chief, Jack. One man, Moro messenger. Other men, maybe they Mandayas. Stay in cave for watch white man prisoner, huh?
Suffering captives, then Professor Loring must be back there, too.
They must be forming a circle around him, Billy. Look, I can see what's in the center of the circle now. Why, it looks like a tall table made out of rock.
You're right, Jack. That small table made rock. Maybe white man prisoner on that small table.
Holy smoke, you mean they keep their prisoner lying down on a sort of pedestal like that?
Maybe, Billy. Maybe they keep prisoner there, so wouldn't God see?
You mean it's a sort of sacrificial table, eh, Melua?
Maybe, Jack. Sometimes if they want to find out something from prisoner, they keep him on table long time.
Look, Jack, I think there's somebody on the table now. I think that the Moro is talking to him.
It looks that way, Billy. And it must be Professor Loring.
Hadn't we better tell Uncle Jim, Jack? If that is Professor Loring, we've got to find some way to save him.
We've got to make sure first that it is really Professor Loring, Billy. For all we know, it may be some native prisoner that they captured. Melua? You think we can get back there without being seen?
We do so, Jack. Maybe there'll be wooden idol in temple. Maybe we hide behind them, huh?
I think we can do it, Billy. We've certainly got to find out if that's Professor Loring.
We're going inside now, huh, Jack? Maybe sentry come back front of cave soon.
But, Jack, if we get inside, we may be trapped.
We've got to risk it, Billy. Look sharp now. We'll go inside and stick close to the right-hand wall. We'll go as far back as we can without being seen. If any of the natives come toward us, we'll hide behind one of those ugly wooden idols. Come on.
I'm coming, Jack. I'll follow right behind you. Say, Manua, what about those crocodiles that the medicine men keep in these temples?
Crocodile here somewhere, Billy. But you don't worry. Crocodile always kept safe place.
Gee whiz, Manua. There's no safe place for a crocodile. I wish there were more light in this part of the temple. I didn't want to step into any crocodile pit.
There's enough light for us to see what's ahead of us, Billy. Stay closer to the wall, Billy. They may see you if you get out in the open.
Okay, Jack. Say, what about the walkie-talkie radio set, Jack? Is it turned on to receive?
Yeah, but it's turned on low, Billy. If Uncle Jim should suddenly decide to talk to me with his set, we wouldn't want the loudspeaker to blare out through the temple.
Maybe you ought to talk to Uncle Jim now, Jack, and tell him what we're doing.
Well, I'll wait until we see if this prisoner is really Professor Loring, Billy. Unless Uncle Jim calls me.
Calling Jack Armstrong. Calling Jack Armstrong.
There's Uncle Jim now.
Jack Armstrong speaking. Hello, Uncle Jim.
Is everything going all right, Jack? Where are you now?
We're in one of the temples, Uncle Jim. We followed the chief and the Moro in here.
That's pretty dangerous, Jack. Do they know you're in the temple with them?
No, they don't, Uncle Jim. They're down at the far end of the temple, and there are six other natives with them. They're all gathered around the prisoner.
A prisoner? Is it Professor Loring?
We think so, Uncle Jim. We're edging toward that part of the temple now to find out for sure.
You've got to be careful, Jack. I don't like that risk you're taking.
You bet we'll be careful, Uncle Jim. What's going on in the village?
The natives are still having their war dance. They're getting pretty excited about it, too.
Boy, it seems to me that you and Betty are the ones who better be careful, Uncle Jim.
We're keeping an eye on things, Jack. Manuel's Moros have come up from the lake. They're acting as bodyguards for Betty and me. And Whisper's standing by with the autogyro in case we need him to fly overhead and scare off the natives.
We're getting pretty close to the back of the temple, Uncle Jim. I won't talk to you anymore unless I have to. But you keep listening in case I have to call you.
All right, Jack. Let me know as soon as you find out if it is Professor Lord. We're going to have to devise some scheme to rescue him.
I'll let you know, Uncle Jim. I'll sign off for a while now.
Okay, Jack. Signing off.
Boy, oh boy. It's a relief to know that Uncle Jim knows where we are, just in case we get trapped in here.
I'll say it is, Billy. Easy now. We're getting pretty close.
Look, Jack. There's a whole group of wooden figures just ahead of us. If we could get behind them, they'd never see us.
Yeah, that'd be a dandy place to watch, Billy, and to listen to what's going on. But if any of them happened to look this way while we were getting there, they'd see us.
But none of them are looking this way now, Jack.
We'll try it, Billy. You go first when I say the word. There, no one's looking this way now. Tiptoe quickly.
That's a good place for hijack. You go now, huh?
All right, Manua. And you join us just as soon as you can.
Wait, Jack. Someone look this way.
I see him, Manua. Billy got over there just in time. I'll keep behind this wooden idol until that native looks away.
Him look away now. Jack, you go.
Okay, Manua.
Wait, Jack. That's the
woman's body. I'm all right now, Billy. Now, let's take a look at... Billy, it is a white man on that stone table.
It's Professor Loring, Jack. Remember how he looked back at the laboratory in Hudson?
I'll get my mic out and contact Uncle Jim. Here it is. Calling Uncle Jim. Calling Uncle Jim.
Uncle Jim speaking. What is it, Jack?
We're close enough to see the prisoner, Uncle Jim. He's lying flat on his back, but I'm sure it's Professor Loring.
Now we're getting somewhere, Jack. Is he all right?
He's not moving, Uncle Jim. And he looks terribly thin, almost like a skeleton.
But is he alive, Jack?
He must be alive, Uncle Jim. The Moro's talking to him.
Can you hear him, Jack? Talking English?
I can't hear a word, Uncle Jim. Some of the other natives are talking, too.
Are you in a safe place, Jack? Are you where they can't see you?
We're in a swell place, Uncle Jim. We'll stick around a little while and see what we can find out.
All right, Jack. Perhaps Manuel can find out what the Moro's saying if he's talking the dialect. I'll keep listening in.
All right, Uncle Jim. I'll sign off now. Look, Billy. Some of the natives are leaving. They're going to the front of the temple.
The front catfish. It looks as though they're all leaving except the Moro.
Keep crouched behind these wooden gods, Billy. I wish Manuel...
Oh, here you are, Manuel. What's going on?
Meeting Moro sent everybody front of temple, Jack. Maybe him won't talk white man prisoner alone.
It looks that way, all right.
Say, what's the Moro got in his hand?
That coconut shell, Jack.
But you mean Jupiter? What's in the coconut shell?
Me think water he shall be.
Oh, he's going to give Professor Loring a drink of water.
Me not think so, Jack. Me think him let white man prisoner see water. But him no give him.
What? That's what he's doing, Jack. I bet you Professor Loring hasn't had a drink of water for days. And the Moro is trying to bribe him to talk with that water.
Maybe you're right, Billy. Say, look how Professor Loring is made fast to that stone table. Why, he's fastened with an iron chain and a great big padlock.
Gosh, old Wilkins, where on earth did the man die as ever get a chain and padlock?
Maybe it was Spanish chain, Billy. When Spanish here, they use plenty chain.
That's where it came from, all right. From the days when the Spaniards ruled the country. But that means we've got to get the key to the lock before we can get Professor Loring loose.
Me think key somewhere in Temple Jack.
But great, whale the little fish's manual. It'll be some job to find it. Shh, Billy.
White man want drink, huh?
Yes. Give me a drink of water.
Me give you drink. Me give you drink when you tell where Magic Rand is.
What does he mean by the magic green, Jack?
He must mean the place where the uranium deposits are, Billy. That's the information Chapatto's been trying to get.
What you say, white man? You tell me where Magic Land is, huh? Then me give you a drink.
No, I won't tell you. I won't tell Baloa.
Then you no drink. Look, me put drink here. We put drink here where you see. But you no get drink. How you like that, huh?
Jack, we've got to do something. We can't just stay here and see Professor Owen suffer that way.
Keep your head, Billy. Let's see what's going on at the front end of the temple. Why, everyone's gone. They left the temple.
They ain't no go far, Jack. They go outside, so no one else come in while Moro talk white man prisoner.
Oh, look, Jack. Professor Loring's head has dropped back. His eyes are closed. We've got to help him soon, Jack, or it may be too late.
You're right, Billy. Say, since that messenger is a Moro, maybe he's afraid of the dragon's eye. What about it, Malua?
That's right, Jack. All Moro afraid of Ring the Giant Knight.
I've got it here in my pocket. Here it is. Look at it burn with its green fire. Malua, now's the time to use this ray.
You're right, Jack. You give me Ring. Maybe we got big surprise for Moro, huh?
But we got to get the key to that padlock, Jack. We can't rescue Professor Loring without that.
The first thing to do is to get some water to him before it's too late, Billy. And maybe that Moro knows where the key is hidden. Here, Manua, here's the ring. And just in case that Moro doesn't believe in the magic of the ring, you'd better have your bolo ready for action. Now, go ahead and do your stuff.
Say, didn't Jack forget one thing? Didn't he forget to tell Uncle Jim what they're going to do? Because that Moro isn't by himself. Don't forget that the native sentries are just outside the temple, and a single outcry will bring them in. You certainly won't want to miss what's coming in this exciting rescue of Professor Loring, so listen in, all of you, at this same time tomorrow for another thrilling episode of The Adventure of the Missing Professor Loring with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Now, let's have Wheaties for breakfast tomorrow morning. A big bowl full of those extra good Wheaties flakes with lots of milk or cream and a glass of fruit juice. On every count, nourishment and satisfaction and keen fresh flavor. That's your breakfast of champions.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the brands.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, breakfast of champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
So just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land. Wave the fight for Hudson High, boys. Show